Now, Philip Sample P. Actually, these are indicated as date is 08/22/2022. The dictation is for Mr. David Castillo. Castillo spelled C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O. David spelled D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth is 12/31/1988. Next paragraph. Hi, Doc. Okay, thanks. This is a 33-year-old gentleman. Here, follow-up from the emergency room. Patient indicated that on 10/8/2022, he was seen in the emergency room for a global muscle weakness. He said he had extensive workup, which included blood work, and in it was determined that his potassium was low at 2. Say that he was admitted and observed overnight and given replacement. And was and potassium was bumped up to 3.6. And said he was advised to follow up with us, period. He said he still feels a little bit of muscle weakness, especially in his lower extremities, period. Patient indicated he works outside in the heat for a prolonged period of time, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypokalemia. Next paragraph, past surgical history, none. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, family history, none. Next paragraph, surgical history, none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status 96% at room air, blood pressure 139/95, respiration 18, temperature 98.5. Period. Next paragraph. HEENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. Bears weight well with no anthologic gait. Low extremity strength 5/5. No muscle atrophy, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 3, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypokalemia. Number 2, myalgia, correction, muscle weakness. Please go back to review of systems. Patient reports frequent nosebleed. He said he will have nosebleed at least once or twice a week and doesn't know why, period. He said he will pinch his nose and bleeding will stop. But whenever he's outside in the heat or taking hot showers, he will almost on a daily basis start to have nosebleed, period. Back to assessment and plan. Today we assessment number 1 is hypokalemia. Assessment number 2, muscle weakness. Assessment number 3, nosebleed. Next paragraph, patient was given a consult to otolaryngology. He was advised to call for an appointment to address his nosebleed. He was educated on what to do. He seems to have a good grip on conservative measures to stop his nosebleeds. He was advised to continue. Labs were drawn today. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, T3, T4, TSH, vitamin D. ultrasound of his abdomen and peripheral circulation were done today, and this ultrasound study was unremarkable. A review of his chart from the emergency room was done. I review all the labs that came from the emergency room and make note of any significant abnormalities. There are some abnormalities, but not significant for prompt intervention period. Next paragraph, patient was given a prescription for potassium chloride, 20 mL equivalent. He will take 1 PO daily for 90 days. I will see this patient at least once a month to have electrolytes checked. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.